This morning, the prestigious New England Journal of Medicine has published two major trials into one of the most controversial questions in medicine today, whether men should have regular blood tests to screen for prostate cancer. The tests look for a specific antigen called PSA, and if it's over a certain level, it's off for a biopsy, and if that's positive, surgery is usually the next step. More than 16,000 Australian men are diagnosed with prostate cancer every year. The question is, does the test do more harm than good? ABC Radio National's Norman Swan reports.
Does PSA screening save lives, or is it finding tumours which would never have amounted to much? These two trials, reported today in the New England Journal, are huge, and they lasted about 10 years. One from the United States involved nearly 77,000 men aged from their mid-50s up, and the other from Europe had 160,000. The trials were done differently, and the results were different too. Professor Michael Barry of Harvard Medical School wrote the accompanying editorial which put the trial results into perspective.
The United States study reported no difference in prostate cancer mortality over the period of follow-up, and the European trial reported a 20% reduction in the probability of dying of prostate cancer at about 10 years.
Like most research, it's complicated, but suffice it to say that the American study, which showed no effect, is probably closer to the kind of practice in Australia with PSA screening than the European trial. But let's assume the European trial findings are real. A 20% reduction in the risk of dying from prostate cancer sounds a lot, but you've got to translate that into what it means for an individual man, and then the numbers don't sound quite so beneficial. In fact, the chances of harm are pretty large. Professor Michael Barry again.
What they found is that over the follow-up period, again about 10 years, there were 7 fewer prostate cancer deaths per 10,000 men screened. I think the most perhaps important statistic was the number of men who had to be diagnosed and treated in order to prevent a death, and that was about 48, and that's much higher than we've seen for other screening tests we use. This was roughly 5 times higher.
So 50 men found with prostate cancer at screening have to have a radical prostatectomy with the almost universal risk of impotence for at least some time and the reasonably high risk of incontinence for one man's life to be saved over 10 years. It's not a benign form of screening. According to Michael Barry, all this should give men and their doctors pause for thought.
Norman Swan, and for more on that story, tune in to Monday morning's Health Report on Radio National.